Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm sacrificing. Some making the ultimate sacrifice. And we do take a little bit of time to remember them today. But most importantly, those who are walking our streets, those who are in our workplaces, those who we see on a daily basis. We don't say it often enough, and sometimes maybe you don't want us to bring it up. But thank you. Thank you so much for your service. I mentioned Brian King from Tunkhannock earlier. I want to mention Joe Mood from Berwick. Ed Jolene, Berwick. I know so many. Lee Schwartz, who now lives in Nashville, but was from Berwick, PA, who served. I'm probably mistaken trying to list all the names. My great-grandfather, or great-great-grandfather, was he? Or my great-grandfather? I'm confused. He would be my great-grandfather, Walter Walton, who I never got to meet, who was in World War II. My uncle, Tony Tiglio, Navy. There's so many, and probably more family members. My Uncle John, who passed away just this past January, who was in the Army. He was drafted during Vietnam. He did serve behind a desk as a clerk, but he served. And did his time and was always proud of that, did not talk much about it. So, and on the phone with me right now, I have Joe Leonardi. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Hey, Nikki, how you been?
I'm as good as I can be. And your service in the Navy for how many years?
I did 5 years between 1982 and 1987.
82 and 87. Those were pretty peaceful years, or?
Yeah. I'm a non-combat veteran. I think what they call it is, I was up at the VA. What do they classify it now? I think it's Cold War veteran. there were some hot spots and hot times, but there was no sustained conflict at the time.
You missed the Desert Storm years.
Yes, I got out, quite a few years before that, yeah.
And I think I just listed off a bunch of names from Berwick and Brian King from the Tunkhannock area, who were Desert Storm vets, who entered during what we thought would have been a time of peace, in the late 80s, they were going in thinking, I'm going to get my college paid for, I'm going to start a career, and nobody ever thought about war because we hadn't heard of anything since pretty much Vietnam.
Right. Yeah, I was in just very post-Vietnam. I'm within about 5-7 years from the fall of Saigon, I went in. So Vietnam was still at the very top of mind. I served with a lot of people. My both company commanders in basic training were both Vietnam veterans. And that's what they would actually say, something you just kind of alluded to, that it may be peacetime today, but it may not be tomorrow.
You never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
And we still don't. I mean, we also then saw later, a lot of people did enlist afterwards, though, 9/11. You know, something very unexpected comes, you know, in the middle of the week, an average morning, or what day of the week was that?
It was a Tuesday morning.
That's what I thought. It was a Tuesday morning. I kept thinking Tuesday, but I'm thinking, why did I take a Tuesday off? Why did I work Monday night and take Tuesday off? But for some reason, I decided to take Tuesday off that week from work. Yeah. Or I wasn't supposed to be going into work that day, but I was called into work that night because we wanted some stability at work, and somebody, they trusted me to talk to the listeners who were going to be going through all these emotions of 9/11. A lot of great people stepped up afterwards. You think they would have been, you know, we have a generation that did not run scared. They said, let me at it. Let me at it. I'm going in, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And then Pat Tillman, I mean, you know, gave up. You know, like everybody sacrificed, but you're talking about someone who gave up a multi-million-dollar career of leisure and ended up losing his life over there.
Yeah, like what selfish, not selfish, the very opposite of selfishness right there. Mm-hmm. Now, did you come from a family of veterans?
No, I didn't. My father immigrated from Sicily, and when I was 17, I was, you know, getting done, but I was still in high school, and I wanted to do something. I was proud to do something because this country had given my father an opportunity in life when he came over. So I wanted to do something to show my gratitude. And I mean, I chose the Navy for the opportunity to, you know, as the poster said in those days, see the world.
And how much of the world did you get to see, Joe?
Oh, about half of it. I traveled all over the Western Pacific, as far away as Hong Kong, Thailand, the Philippines, Japan. Oh, God, so many places. I was stationed in Guam, and I was stationed in... This was the hardest duty station, the last one, Nikki. They made me go to Hawaii for 2 years.
It was just awful. Terrible.
Terrible.
My favorite story is of a Marine that I met at the New Angola Service Plaza there. I don't know if you're going to call it Service Plaza, but the convenience store that's right there. And, you know, he's wearing his Marine hat, and he was really nice. He let me in front of him in line, and I looked at him, and I said, well, thank you for your service, sir. And he said, oh, don't thank me. The hardest, the most combat I ever saw was with my ex-wife.
Yeah, no, it was, but you know, there's also the thing in Hawaii. As I was in Guam and Hawaii, I was assigned to a billet where I could be sent to ships for temporary duty. And it's kind of like, you know, you're talking about you never know about tomorrow. And it's called, today they call it survivor's guilt or survivor's remorse. And I will never forget, we were stationed in Hawaii, and they were going to pick us, our group, we were cryptologists, communication specialists, to go on the USS Stark. And at the last minute, I didn't know if I was going to be one of the people chosen, but you know, I was up for it. And at the last minute, they took them from Rho to Spain. I can never forget this. And into their deployment, this is a time when Iraq was one of our allies, but two of their missiles hit the Stark, and they hit the communications area. And I never forget, because we were there, and our first, of course, was anger and shock. Then it was relief that we weren't the ones who ended up assigned there. And then there was the guilt that we weren't the ones assigned there. And it's something that that kind of stuck with me. When I got out of the military when I was 22 years old, and I'm 57 now. So it has stuck with me all those years.
Now, okay, you were a King. Are you still a King? Where do you live now?
I live in the greater Pittsburgh area.
Oh, you do? Okay. Are you still a practicing chiropractor?
I practice part-time. Just part-time now.
Okay. I was going to say, are you old enough to be retired?
No, I'm not retired. I'm doing some other stuff.
I just charge enough so I don't have to work full time. I'm sorry. Only joking, my friend.
No, I know.
You also have shortstoryscribe.com, a website that you share some short stories that you've written.
Yeah, I have. There are four novellas that I call the Damaged and Broken collection. There's a novel. There's a couple of self-help books on weight loss and fitness. And then there's some, I split that page with another author. So at the bottom of the page are that author's writings as well.
And you also have a book out on Amazon right now called War Springs Eternal, the Damaged and Broken Collection Book 2. Now, I love these words, and that's why I asked if you came from a family of veterans, because you ask questions like, does a returning war veteran ever escape the horrors to which they bore witness? You also have words that go, War Springs Eternal is dedicated to my brothers and sisters in arms, to those who were asked to do the unthinkable, to those who had to do the unimaginable, to those who are broken and still fighting, to those for whom the fighting became too much. Like, I could feel it, like you felt it. It feels like you felt it somehow. But I guess, I mean, even being, just serving like you did would make you have that sort of empathy and connection with others.
Yeah, well, the book came about, I mean, over the years I've treated a lot of returning veterans from war, their families. And as we talked, and I go to the VA for my health care now, and so as I've talked to people who have seen combat, and again, like I said, I was in two hot spots, but that never, I was in two spots that were warm but never became hot. And a good friend of mine is still in the Guard today, and I remember talking to him about this, and he said, the worst part, you were in the worst part. And I said, no, I wasn't. And he said, yeah, it's the anticipation, because once it happens, you don't think anymore. But having never experienced that, I can only go by what he said. But you know, I talked to a lot of these people who had been through so much. And, you know, I started talking about my survivor's remorse and guilt with them. And, you know, we shared a little bit of a bond. And, of course, you know, not just our service, but other aspects as we talked. And that's where this book came from, because I think people don't understand. And before I released it, I had given it to my friend who had done more than one tour in both Kuwait and Afghanistan. And it was probably the greatest compliment I could ever be given, because he said, you hit it. He said, you hit it. And I want other people to understand that. And on my Amazon page, you know, when I wrote the book, this line that I kind of pulled out, our mutual friend Brian Hughes had read the book, and Brian had loved this line. And I, when I wrote it, I didn't give it the emphasis. It was just a line that came out, but it was the main character was talking about soldiers who had just come there and his service, and he makes this comment in the story where he says, I am no longer the boy who came here, nor I am the man who I was destined to be. Wow. And that is so much of what combat does to people. It changes them, and I've seen the change in the people I know who have actually seen combat.
No, you say that's something that I think has been described to me by, like, the people who run some of our nonprofit organizations to help veterans in the area, the ones that give them the escape to, you know, spend time fishing and clear their minds and to help others. But those people have then had to try to find the person they were destined to be, and it was to help others. It was to reach out and help others.
Yeah, and yeah, war changes you forever. You know, it's not the glory that people think it is. I was serving aboard a Marine carrier with a warrant officer. That's an enlisted person who worked his way up to the ranks, and or his or her way, and he was a warrant officer. And you know, we were talking about, we were off the coast of Thailand, and Vietnam was causing a stir. We were at general quarters. And, of course, me being young and stupid was like, let's go in. We need to make a, you know, Vietnam did an invasion, you know, just that rah-rah garbage. And he said something to me that I've never forgotten. He said, you know, Joe, the people who cry loudest for war are those who have never seen it. And it really stopped me in my tracks.
Wow. All right, Joe, I have to go to break. Can you hold on a second?
Okay.
Hold those thoughts. We'll talk more about with Joe Leonardi and about the book War Springs Eternal coming up on the Nikki Stone Show on this Veterans Day. Julia, I see you have something very important to talk about in Scranton. We will get to you in moments as well, probably a little after 11:30. WILK AM 103.1 FM. We're going to talk a little bit more with Navy veteran.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Northeast PA resident Joe Leonardi, who is an author and has quite a bit out there. Shortstoryscribe.com is his direct website. We are talking about the book today, War Springs Eternal, which does center around a World War II veteran.
World War One.
Sometimes my eyes deceive me.
No, that's okay. That's, you know, it was World War One because it ends with the beginning of World War II. It was actually the closing scene in the book was a dream I had, and that kind of, like, I was thinking about writing the book, and I had gone to bed that night, and I had this dream of basically the character was Ernest Hemingway, and I won't give it away, but the very ending was Hemingway doing what I had the character in the book do. It was just a dream. And so I set it between World War One and World War Two.
Okay, and they have to pick up the book to get the gist of what the dream was. Where do we pick up that book, Joe?
Amazon.com. If you go to shortstoryscribe.com and you just go and hover over the picture and click it, it'll take you right to the Amazon page.
Right to where you purchase the book. And it sounds like a very interesting read. Now, when are you working on some new stuff now?
Yeah, actually, what I'm working on, there are four novellas. They're about 10,000 words each in what I call the Damaged and Broken collection. And they fall under the category of fictional realism. What I'm doing now is I'm tying this more into a spiritual book where I'm tying the four novellas together into one story, which follows a soul through these stories. So the individual standalones still are stories on their own, but the new story tells an entirely brand new story using these four novellas.
Wow. To come up with something like that. That's very interesting.
It opens up with a retelling of creation, of, you know, God and creation and Lucifer's rebellion. And then God is, you know, not very pleased and follows the soul through these four individual journeys to basically give human beings redemption.
Do you have a target date to release that?
That book I'm actually going to shop around to traditional publishers and literary agents. So I'm going to finish up. I'm on the fourth draft. I usually only do six drafts because if I don't pick a number to stop at, I'll keep rewriting it.
I hear you. I got you.
And so, once that sixth draft is completed, which should be only a few short weeks away, then I'm actually going to shop it around to traditional publishing or literary agents.
Very good. Very good. Well, you are going to keep me posted on that, my friend.
Of course.
I knew you would. Thank you again, Joe, for your service. I encourage people to look into this book, War Springs Eternal, The Damaged to Broken Collection, Book 2. Now, you call them novellas, which means they're a little bit easier of a read. They're not long, drawn-out novels that you're going to have to devote 20 years to reading, you know, which time we don't have is what I'm trying to say.
One sitting read. They're like Edgar Allan Poe said, a good story should be able to be read in one sitting. And they're all meant to be read in one sitting.
Very, and we like those. We like those a lot. That's why I write poetry, though, so you don't have to read barely anything at all.
and I wrote them with that in mind, because the stories, from what I've been told, really take you through a gamut of emotions. A couple of the reviewers have made those comments.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was reading some of the reviews and hearing connections in those reviews. Like the reader's making a good connection, they can feel your connection.
I hope so. Like I said, this is, out of everything I've written, this one is the closest to my heart because it has, you know, it impacted people that impacted people I've served with, people I've known, people I've treated. It has impacted me. I suffer from PTSD. I have gotten help for it. It's an ongoing battle, and I suffer with survivor's remorse. So it is very important to me.
God bless you, Joe. ShortStoryScribe.com. Check it out. Thank you for joining me, and a very good Veterans Day to you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
WILK AM 103.1 FM. Julian Scranton, you'll be next on The Nikki Stone Show.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.